Hey, welcome to another episode of All in San Diego, the podcast that highlights the people and places that make San Diego awesome. We are your hosts, AJ and Sarah. Welcome back, Sarah.
Hey. Hi, AJ.
Hey, are you ready to take a little bit of a tiny day road trip to Temecula today? Because that's what we're doing.
Yes. I would you even consider Temecula like a road trip? It feels a part of San Diego.
If you don't live there, it's a road trip. But I'm telling you, if you don't know, I live in the area now, and it's a really fun spot. There's a surprising amount of really fun things to do. And believe it or not, there's too much to do in Temecula to do it all in this episode. So we're not going to do the wine country. We're not going to do most of the regular Temecula area. We're mostly going to do family fun. And most of that is going to be in Old Town Temecula, because it's one of the coolest old towns that's ever been in any city I've ever lived in. And you've never been, right, Sarah?
I've never been, and I can't wait for this because it's actually been really cool to sit back and watch you and your family fall in love with the area. Every couple of months, you'll be like, oh, we discovered this other cool thing, and we can't believe how great it is out here. And so I'm excited that you're going to share with the rest of us.
Great. Yeah, this is the episode, you know, when you wake up on Saturday morning and you feel like you've done everything in your neighborhood or in San Diego and you want to do something new, jump in the car and head to Old Town Temecula. We'll start with, well, we always start with food because we love to eat around here.
Because it's what we do.
Yeah. And there are a lot of choices. I'm telling you, Old Town is huge. It's a huge stretch. Several city blocks. So there are way too many places for me to include all the good ones. I'm going to hit a couple of places per meal. In other words, if you're there in the morning
perfect,
and you want to hit breakfast, I'm going to give you two choices. The first is Penfolds. Penfolds has been in the area since 1986. It's tried and true. One of the things I love about it is it's huge because, you know, like every really good breakfast spot is good, except for you have to wait 45 minutes when you get there.
Yes.
Penfolds is very popular, but very big. So there's not that huge wait most of the time. It's a cafe and bakery. So they make all these amazing baked goods, including, this is one of the home runs there, these shareable cinnamon rolls that are massive. And you order one right when you sit down. So while you're ordering and having your morning coffee, everyone's mowing on this giant cinnamon roll.
That's like the appetizer. The giant cinnamon roll is your appetizer.
You know, if you're going nuts, you don't have to get the giant cinnamon roll, but anything baked is good. And they just have a huge menu. So no matter what your breakfast jam is, they have 16 different omelets, plus a build your own omelet option that has all the things you'd ever want in an omelet, 20 different types of pancakes and waffles and French toast, 8 different egg benedicts. They've got Mexican options. They've got a full bar, by the way, if you're really maybe having a grown-up brunch out. And they do have lunch. They don't have dinner. It's breakfast and lunch only, but it's beloved out here, and you could do worse than starting your day with breakfast at Penfolds.
Okay, that place is going on the list, and we're bringing Baba, my dad. We're bringing Baba with us because he loves dessert for breakfast. If I stuck one of those cinnamon rolls in front of him, he would be a happy Baba.
Yes, anyone you know with a sweet tooth is going to love it at Penfolds.
Great.
That is kind of literally at one of the very ends of Old Town, though. And if you want something that's more in the heart of Old Town Temecula, it's still great for breakfast. I'm going to say to Swing In Cafe. Now, this is truly an old part of Old Town. They've been there as Swing In Cafe since 1927.
Wow. That's that truly is amazing for a business to be open that long.
Yeah. Yeah. Old Town out here really is the old part of town. Again, huge menus, both breakfast and lunch, great indoor and outdoor seating. They do barbecue now, which they incorporate into their breakfast. So if you're at lunch, get barbecue. But if you're there at breakfast, you might want to get a New Orleans Benedict, pulled pork on your eggs Benedict. Or maybe you want to get brisket and eggs with awesome slow-cooked brisket.
Yeah.
So pretty unique stuff. And one of the reasons everyone's been on fire about this place lately, it's kind of back on top of mine, is because Dean Norris, who is the actor from Breaking Bad, he played Walter White's brother-in-law, Hank. Huge character on the show. He just bought this restaurant. He's lived in the area for 20 years. He loved Swingin' Cafe so much. He and his wife bought it, and they added the barbecue. So there's been some changes lately, and it's there's a buzz out here about it.
Well, that was a good ad. Usually it's like, don't mess, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But that was a good ad.
Okay. All right. Plenty of other choices for breakfast. There's two. If you're here for lunch, My number one favorite lunch spot and one of my favorite places, not just in Old Town, but the entire area, is Texas Lil's. This is a Texas barbecue spot, and they are not reinventing the wheel. They're making ribs. They're making tri-tip. They're making pulled pork. They're just making it really, really good. I mean, it's just killer barbecue. I don't know what else to tell you about it.
Because in San Diego proper, there are a couple good spots. There's everybody's go-to for barbecue. But, I mean, there's really only a couple, like, amazing places. So this is kind of cool if you're heading out to Temecula to experience some really good San Diego barbecue.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and say it. This place kicks Phil square in the ass.
You went there. Yeah. I wasn't going to go there. I was dancing around it a little bit, but not even confidently. Okay.
If you're bringing your non-meat lovers, they do have Beyond Burgers. And you know what they have? They have amazing salads. The way my family is set up, my younger daughter, Izzy, and I, we're the carnivores. We go straight for the ribs, the barbecue. My wife and my older daughter, Kaylee, they're not as into it. And they have a taco salad there. A couple other options. I don't know what they get. I'm too busy eating ribs.
But great.
They rave about the salad. And
too busy biting meat right off the bone.
Yes.
To be bothered by their silly salads.
Exactly. No peripheral vision at all. Just right down at my own plate. They're also dog friendly. So if you sit on the patio with your dogs, they're going to have a dish of water for your dog. They're going to have a complimentary dog treat. And you can go ahead and order off their dog menu, which has hamburger patties, chicken breast, even a little tri-tip if you have a ridiculously spoiled dog.
And if you have a dog that doesn't have irritable bowel disease like mine.
How would you all
that sounds great. Yeah. Olive would be excited until the next day when
the fan. Go out as fast as it went in.
The next hour. Okay. Yeah. That place sounds awesome.
Yeah. It's pretty great. Again, one of my all-time favorites. But maybe you're not a barbecue person. I've got another lunch option for you. Devilicious Eatery. Now, Devilicious, if that sounds familiar, it was one of the big food trucks that blew up in San Diego when the original food truck explosion was happening.
Right. That's why it sounds so familiar.
Yeah. And they quickly became one of my favorites. So I was at any kind of food truck event, I'd head to that Devilicious because I love a sandwich. And that's what they specialized in. Well, they have a hard brick and mortar restaurant in Old Town. And it's great. They still do their sandwiches. And they still have that over-the-top food truck feel, right? That's what you want when you get food truck feel.
Yeah.
So you're going to get a short rib melt or a honey chicken and brie sandwich. Really good stuff. But they also have branched out. They have shareable plates like buffalo chicken fries. And they have great burgers. They have salads. They have a bunch of different kinds of mac and cheese. So yeah, probably if you're watching your eating, maybe use your cheat day for your trip to Old Town. I'm not sharing any light options with you.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah.
And I am all about buffalo fries.
Okay.
I feel like there aren't a lot of places where you can get that. And I would be down for that. Maybe you get that to share. Kind of like at the first place you mentioned, the giant cinnamon roll. Maybe you get the buffalo fries as your appetizer. Get your palate ready and then dive into a big old sandwich.
There you go. That's the plan. Look at her putting it together. All right. If you're there at night, and we're going to get into the fun and the shopping in a minute, but we still got to hit the dining. Again, another one of my favorite places, not just in Old Town, but in all of Temecula, is Bodega Italia. It is an adorable little Italian spot that has everything you'd want in an adorable little Italian spot. It's got white tablecloths and the black and white floors, and it's cute as anything, but it also has amazing food. You get the fresh bread and the olive oil and the vinegar when you sit down, and the carafe of water, and then the food, again, it's everything you'd want. It's your pasta, your meat dishes. This makes me feel like I'm unrefined, but I always get a pizza because they have killer pizzas. I'm sure.
No, I know. Like, there's something to be said about just a place really doing like authentic Italian pizza, right? It's something about the crust.
Yes.
The crust has to be just right.
This has got a, you know, when you get that New York slice, often there's a crunch to it. That's fantastic. But this Italian pizza, it's got a chewy crust. Mm. It's like I can't even describe it. You have to go try it. Killer Caesar salads, another favorite of ours, huge wine selection. And if you're still hungry after carving it up, this Italian food, they do have gelato that's excellent for dessert. So
that sounds great.
It is great. And then there's 1909 is your other. I had a hard time picking only two dinner places. 1909 is another place with a pretty cool history. Its name comes from the year the building was rebuilt. In other words, the very building you'll be eating your dinner in burned down in 1908 and was rebuilt in 1909.
Oh, whoa. Okay.
So it's got some history. I guess it was a rough spot for a while. There's still some bullet holes in the ceiling and the walls. There was some shootouts back in the day. And
the old west of Temecula or what?
Yes. Don't worry. It's calmed down a lot.
Okay.
It's not a craft brewery per se, but that's the best way I would describe it to you. Like, go expecting the kind of food and drink you'd
okay.
eat in a craft brewery. It's full of basically elevated pub food. You're going to get crab and shrimp empanadas, pork belly tater tots.
What?
Yeah, stuff like that. And of course, lots of beer. It's also dog friendly. Another dog friendly spot. If you're seeing a pattern here, you're going to get water for your dog. And they also have a mini dog menu that includes mini dog cupcakes that are just $1. So you can be, you know, maybe that would be better for Olive.
Temecula dogs just living their best life ever.
Hey, I'm a dog guy, so I love that it's such a dog-friendly town.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah, not that I bring my three dogs to any of this, because they would not behave.
No, disasters.
That ship has sailed. I used to do that when I only had one dog. Buster was cool. I can't do all three.
Buster was living his best life until the other two came along. He's like, you guys really screwed up my situation here.
They ruined everything. So many places to explore. Those are just some ideas. Honorable mentions go to Mad Madeline's, which is a really fun old school burger diner. Soro's Mediterranean, killer Mediterranean food. Just knock yourself out. Either try one of these places or throw all my ideas out the window and just walk until something smells good. You're going to get something great.
Literally planning my move out to Temecula because all of that sounds so amazing.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, once you leave Old Town, it's a lot of Applebee's and Chili's. It's a lot of, most of the great restaurants are in the Old Town area, but they're great. It's fun.
Well, thanks for keeping it real.
Yeah, I can't lie. It's not all barbecue and awesome Italian pizzas out here. There's a fair amount of Little Caesars.
And then aside from all these amazing food options, what do we do after we eat?
Well, if you do, I do want to send you to get some dessert because, you know, all of these.
Oh, sure.
Or just a fun, I'm telling you, even if you don't get anything at Old Town Sweet Shop, it's just a fun walk around. It's every cool candy shop you've ever been in combined into one. In other words, some candy shops have the wall with the jelly bellies and the gummy bears, and then you scoop them out into the bag and you pay by the pound. They have that. Other candy stores have the counter with the homemade fudge and the candied apples and the chocolate-covered bacon and all that over the top. They have that as well. Then they have all your standard candy. Then they have all the old school candy that you haven't seen in years. Get your Pop Rocks and your Fizzes and your Bazooka bubblegum and things you haven't seen forever. And if that doesn't satisfy your sweet tooth, walk through the door because they are adjacent to their own ice cream parlor where you're also going to get any kind of hand-scooped ice cream you can imagine. That's going to be fantastic. So it's right in the heart of things, and it's awesome.
I don't know what it is about those little candy shops. I mean, the kids are like magnets to it. There's something so fun about getting the little clear plastic bag and picking a couple of everything so you can try it all. Those are great. Nostalgic. They feel super nostalgic.
A great experience and a very unique type of stomach ache you gave yourself with that.
Yeah. We're really pushing the limits of our stomachs on this trip.
All right, you're full. Let's go out into Old Town and have some fun. If you've got youngish kids, maybe 13 or under, you got to go to Pennywinkle's Workshop, which is it's Temecula's Children's Museum. So it's a little bit like something you'd find in Balboa Park, but just for the kids. And it's hands-on. In fact, the way they have it is you're walking through Professor Pennywinkle's house, and you're just getting into adventures in all of his latest science experiments.
So, that Mr. Pennywinkle.
Yeah.
What is he up to?
Very kid friendly, very, again, hands on, very affordable. And for adults, it's $10. For kids, it's $0. Your kids are free.
There we go. That's awesome.
Yeah. And any day you go, they're going to have a good time. But if you look at the events, you might find something you want to try out, like the upcoming Slime Factory Day or Pennywinkle's Engine Workshop. So, you know, hit the website before you plan your trip. You might find something extra special to do at Pennywinkle's.
Love that. Very cute.
All right. So you don't have kids. You want to get into some shenanigans. Coin Op is right in the middle of Old Town, and it's a bar, it's a restaurant, and it's an old school arcade. You are going to get your Ms. Pac-Man on,
yes,
your Galaga, your old school pinball.
Oh, my God, Galaga.
Yes.
My brother used to play Galaga, Artie. Oh, my God.
Get the classics. That's what they are. They really are going to suck you back to when you and Artie.
Centipede.
Centipede is there. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not gigantic. So they don't have 100 different games. It's probably closer to 20 or 25. But heck, you know, if you're going to have an adult beverage and a cheeseburger and play some games, yeah, you could do worse for an afternoon.
You don't need 100 games. You do not need 100 games. Kids listening right now, you do not need 100 games. You need 20 of the good ones.
Kids listening right now have 100 games in their phone. It's a different world.
Kids listening right now are doing 42 other things while they're listening. So they're not really listening.
Scott and Galaga. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
If you've listened to the show or you used to listen to us on the radio, you know I have a love of escape rooms. And some of the best in all of Southern California are by a company called Mind Trap. Well, Mind Trap has a location in Old Town Temecula. And they have 30-minute games. So you don't have to commit to an hour. You can go in there for 30 minutes, and then you're off to the candy store or whatever you want to do. Mm-hmm. But they also have, and this is what I really want to recommend. I'm sure the 30-minute games are great. I've done their other games. I haven't done those. But they have an outdoor scavenger hunt that they started during COVID because people wanted to be outside.
Smart.
They still do, that I've done, and it was an absolute blast. They give you a bag that has some things you'll be using throughout your journey, and you are in phone contact with your guide back at the base of Mind Trap. And so you do have someone you can call if you need a clue or whatever, but it takes you all over Old Town. We found the difficulty level to be just right. You know, we were challenged, but we were never totally stuck. A fun idea is, if you really are new to Old Town, do this first. And so as you're walking around doing this adventure, you can kind of go, oh, I want to try that place later. I want to shop at this place. But it's an absolute blast. Yeah. And for any ages, whether you're out on a date or you have the whole family, whatever, do the scavenger hunt at Mind Trap Escape Rooms. You're going to have a total blast. So
that sounds so fun.
Yeah. Some fun, unique ideas. There's lots of live music in Old Town. If you want to go to Old Town Blues Club, they've got that live blues going, and they got the kind of cool bluesy food to go with it. Bailey's has live music, Old Town Pub and Grub. Lots of choices for that. There's a really cool old school theater that's been there for a million years. It still puts on awesome shows. SpongeBob SquarePants, a musical, just left.
Oh, that's so cool.
And it's fun. Sarah and I, we always rave about how much we love going to the Civic Theater and seeing Broadway San Diego shows. If you're in this area and you want to not only see a play, but maybe a stand-up comedy show, a live music show, they do all kinds of different shows at the theater. Again, this is something you'd want to look ahead of time and, you know, book something that you knew you were going to go to. But it's a really cool old theater. It's something fun to check out.
There aren't very many of those left either in San Diego for movies or live shows. I love that that's still there.
It is. And then I saved this one for last because it's such a great concept. There's a place, there's a restaurant, and I save them for the non-restaurant part because of what they do. It's called Be Good. And it's right in the middle of things. It's a great restaurant. If you just go there and have food and drinks, you're going to have a great time. But they're committed to creating unique experiences. And it's all kinds of different unique experiences. So when you get on your website, you get to choose. Do you want to go when they're doing a magic show? Or do you want to go when they're doing dueling piano night? Or do you want to go when it's live comedy night? Or do you want to go for trivia night or murder mystery night?
Oh my gosh.
A circus show coming up where acrobats will be doing circus entertaining while you're eating. They have a reptile and critter show. Yeah, this is one of those places. When we moved here, the county had already shut down. The world had shut down.
Yeah.
And when I was looking on the internet going, what fun things will we do when the world comes back? This is one of those places I was like, what a cool place. I hope they survive COVID. And thankfully they did. And, you can go there 5 times a month and do something different every time you go.
What fun, creative people. Don't you think that to yourself sometimes when you, it's like the energy and passion it takes to run a place like that. I mean, these people must be the coolest. I want to hang out with them. I don't know who 100%. They are, but I want to hang out with them.
And then of course, like any old town, there's lots of shopping, and that would be a whole other show. But you know, there is an antique row that is in and of itself. It seems to be an antique. It's been there. Looks like it's been there a million years. If you're into that. This sounds random, but there's an olive oil shop called Temecula Olive Oil Company that has these insane local olive oils, you know, grown out here.
No, I think that they're like kind of well known. Temecula olive oil is like a thing. Yeah,
it is a thing. So yeah, there's a whole store of their olive oils. Another random one. There's a French soap shop that my girls love. They import, the owners are French, unless they're faking the accents. They've got this amazing French soap that they import. It's not my jam, but it smells amazing. Okay. And whether it's bath soap or shampoos, or they have even stuff for your laundry, French soap. What can I tell you?
Great.
There's Eat Marketplace, EAT, which is, it's kind of like one of those places like Mona Lisa's Deli, a Little Italy, or kind of like Seaside Market, where it's a market, but they also have, you can leave with your pint of pasta salad or your, you know, your thing of fresh pasta. It's a cool market slash restaurant. Lots of fun. Clothing boutiques. There's a matcha store. Look, you're going to eat all this food. You're going to need to walk it off. Just don't worry too much about the shopping. Go down there, do all this other stuff, and you'll have fun checking out all the local shops.
Oh, don't you worry about the shopping. You've taken care of all the eating and all of the fun things. I'm going to go there. I'm going to eat. Yes. I'm going to do all the eating, and then I'm going to go do the shopping, and I'll report back on that.
Yes. Now, I'm going to roll through the rest of this list pretty quickly, but this is for people who are like, look, if I'm going to drive all the way there from freaking Mission Valley, I don't want to just do Old Town. Maybe I want to do something else with my family before I head back. What are some other fun family things to do in Temecula? I'm here to tell you, there are a lot, and I'm going to hit some of the highlights. There is Mulligan's Family Fun Center. It's a lot like a Boomer's, you know.
Okay.
You've got your go-karts, you've got your small rides for the little kids, a giant arcade, laser tag, some water slides if you go during the summer, because obviously it's very hot out here. But it's been there for a very long time. The people are very nice. If you want to go to a family fun center, Mulligan's is okay. Going to have a blast. This one, Sarah, I talked to you about this off the air. A while ago, my daughter got invited to go roller skating.
Yes.
And it was from a family we had never met. So, and you know, she's still young enough. We're like, well, we're just going to go too, because we don't know these people. And we'll have fun. We'll just all go roller skate. And Epic Rollertainment turned out to be the coolest roller rink I've probably ever been to.
Great name.
And it's gigantic. And they had, you know, the actual skating rink part is, you know, the skating rink. But they've got a giant video screen at the end of it that's playing the music videos, and another music screen playing whatever is going on. And then at all the tables you sit at to eat or put your skates on and off, they all have their own little video screens that are playing the music videos or the whatever.
Love
and
places
like that.
And there's
a huge arcade, and there's a snack bar that looks like a food truck is parked in the middle of the arcade.
Cute.
It's really, really cool and really, really fun. I was not looking forward to it too much. I was kind of biting my tongue as we went in. And next thing you know, I'm skating, watching Monday Night Football, listening to Chubb Rock, because it was like 90s.
Kind of loving it. I kind of love this.
100%. We talk about going back all the time. So shout out to them.
Dude, how sore were you the next day? I mean, roller skating is a workout, and you are using muscles that, I mean, you're not usually using those roller skating muscles. It's crazy.
And you're not really wanting to fall down when you're a grown-ass adult. You know, I think when you're a kid, you're like, if I fall, I fall. But at that point, I was like, come on, I need to stay upright.
Yeah. You don't want to break a hip.
Yeah. Another fun place. Again, it's something you've heard of before, a bowling alley. But there is a next-level bowling alley out here called Bolero.
Yeah.
It's very nice. It's very clean. It's got a very elevated menu. You know, it's not just kind of the gross old school nachos and things you get at when you were growing up. It's an all around great experience. Okay. And we're rounding third here. We're almost done, but this is a huge one. This is a big one. If you have kids and you want to show them a great time, take them to round one. When you walk into round one, you think it's like a Dave and Buster's on steroids. It's got games, but it's got games for days. It's probably got I don't know how many hundred crane, you know, stuffed animal winning machines. The claw machines, and then the regular games and all the race car games that you sit in and all the games where you win the tickets. It is a massive and like state of the art. You know, some of these other family arcades you go and like, wow, that's the same games that were there in 2005 when I used to go. This place is always upgrading. It's always new. It's gigantic. It is also a bowling alley. So, you know, if you want to do the games and bowling, and food and, you know, everything that goes along with a family fun kind of place like this. But round one is cool. And round one, by the way, is adjacent to the big mall in town, which a mall is a mall. And I'm not going to paint any false pictures. The stores in the Promenade Mall in Temecula are the stores in every other mall. It's a Bed okay. Bath & Beyond, and it's a Macy's. But it's a cool mall. First of all, it's indoors, which isn't always the case in San Diego.
Yeah, not
a lot. Which
is
great when it's a great 80-degree San Diego day and it's perfect. But yeah. Not every day is like that. As we're recording this, it's been a rainy season or whatever, so it's indoors. And they have a lot of fun things to do while you're walking around. You know those trampolines that they have at, you know, certain street fairs or whatever, where the kids, you know, put bungee cords on themselves and they're able to jump up and do flips and all that? They have that right in the middle of the mall. They have a thing. I think they still have this. That's a human. We were just talking about the crane machines, where they actually strap your kid into it and they're the crane and they lower them down. Oh, they grab whatever they can grab for a prize. So fun activities. And when you leave the Promenade Mall, there's this whole...
That sounds so entertaining.
Oh, it's awesome. It's awesome.
That's so good.
Yeah. So honestly, it's a pretty great mall. It's always crowded. Again, I'm going to give you the full picture because it's the only mall for miles until you get to probably Escondido. So... it's always crowded, but it's very cool. And it's in a gigantic shopping center full of restaurants. And there's kind of a, it's probably too high a phrase to say it's a little bit like downtown Disney, but there's an incredibly cute little place with a Williams Sonoma and a Yard House, whatever. That is, it's a very charming little shopping area that my wife.
Cute.
So, yeah. So whether it's the mall or bowling or roller skating or the Family Fun Center or the Giant Arcade or all the eating in Old Town, I am here to tell you, this is before you get into all the lakes and all the outdoor things.
You can't even
do one episode about all the things to do out here, which I never would have predicted when I moved to the area, but it is a fun family area for sure.
You did an amazing job getting us all pumped up about Temecula. I had no idea that Old Town Temecula and the surrounding area had that much to offer. So great.
Had to eat at all those restaurants, but God darn it, I'm a team player.
Dedicated. Someone's got to do it.
I'm dedicated. So hope that helps. I hope it inspires people to come out here and visit. If you have any more questions, you can always email us through the website, allinsandiego.com, or you can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and all the places.
All the places. Just look for All In SD Podcast on Instagram. That's a great place to follow us because we highlight all these places and in little nuggets. So anything that you missed here, get in touch with us. We love hearing from you guys. I can't wait to hear about people's Old Town Temecula stories. Let us know where you ate, where you went, where you bowled.
Where you're going to be so full. We can't wait to hear about it.
So full.
Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next time.
Bye.